Tawheed. Respected brothers and sisters, please, outside, if those who would not, they don't want to listen, if you can leave the area, please. Should be something, Jazakumullah khairan. Because we need, do your best, please, if you need to chat, to do it outside, even Mawla Azza. Now, I have to beg your pardon, to ask your permission that this week will be very intensive. Because what I'm planning to tell you now basically takes us normally 4 months. So I have to do it in 20 minutes. Can you imagine? 4 months? 20 minutes. So, the first rule, questions are not allowed. Because if I want to deal with the questions, minimum 4 hours. So, if you have a question, please, either if you have a good memory, keep it in your mind till I finish, or for tomorrow, write it down or put it on your mobile. But please, don't raise up your hand, don't interrupt me, don't ask me, even if it's very urgent. Because if I stop, I cannot easily return back to the sequence, okay? And I beg your pardon for this, because of limitation of the time. Now, I will be giving you an idea about wudu and salah according to the school of thought of Imam Shafi'i. Now, in this regard, you have to know the following. Some people might be confused with the idea, but are we not following the Kitab and Sunnah? The good news. All the madahib, they are following the Kitab and Sunnah. Okay? All of them, they take from the Kitab and Sunnah. But why, when, how? It's a long story now. But why we have differences between madahib? Sometimes, you know, Prophet Muhammad, he kept on praying for 23 years. So sometimes he did some certain things in different manners. This was transferred in a hadith sahiha. Sometimes they saw him praying doing this, for example. Okay? Sometimes they saw him doing it this way. Sometimes in this way. Sometimes in this way. All of them are valid. No problem. Sometimes they saw him doing Allahu Akbar or Allahu Akbar or Allahu Akbar, which is all of them are correct. But sometimes he did not do it. Correct. So I want just to remove the possible confusion why Shafi'i, Hanafi, it's not a matter to explain now, but it's part of the easiness of Islam and Prophet Muhammad. Sometimes it has to do with the hadith. For example, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, he knew hadith, sometimes understanding the text. For example, when we come to the wudu, to the masah, okay? When you want to wipe, for example, your head. Now, وَمْسَحُ بِرُؤُسِكُمْ. The letter ba in Arabic contains 42, has 42 meanings. 42 meanings for this letter. That's why they differ in the explanation. All of them are valid. Now, if you don't have a school of thought, you don't have a teacher, you don't have a scholar, you don't have a madrasa, simply stuck to your mufti, or stuck to the imam that you pray behind. If you are completely blank sheet with regard what I will say, it's good to have this version of fiqh. If you have something else, keep up what you have and just have an idea about what I will say, okay? This is to remove any kind of possible confusion, okay? Now, what I will be doing, I will do it in a mathematical way now, not spiritual way. Which means, I want to tell you what we call in our terminology, for example, al-wudu. Imagine the wudu is like a body, physical body. This physical body contains basics. We call them arkan. Those arkan, pillars, basics, if they do not exist, the wudu is unacceptable, the wudu is invalid. So they must be done. Then we have something we call sunan, okay? Sunan means highly recommended. They should be there, but if they are missed, the wudu is valid and acceptable. Okay? So I will give you the wudu in terms of pillars now, just. I will peel from it all kind of sunnah now, just to know what if you missed, in case if you missed, your wudu is invalid. Now, first basic thing, the niyyah. You must have the niyyah in your heart that you want to do the wudu. But what's the benefit of this? If you were swimming, or you're having a shower after the gym, you don't have the wudu, even if the whole water of Canada came to your body, you can't go and pray unless if you have the niyyah of having the wudu. Okay? This is the point. You need to have the niyyah. When I'm about approaching the sink, I want to attend, right? Now wait to wudu. Just say it in your heart. Now, what if I want to say it by my tongue? It's allowed, not haram, not bid'ah. In case if you are facing a problem with whispering or waswasa, you want to hear, but some people they whisper. Have I said it? Yes, no. Okay, you can say it loudly to yourself, no problem. But originally it is to be said in the heart. Number one. Two, washing your face once. Forget, I'm not discussing, I'm giving you just the arkan now. Niyyah, the face once, your hand from here, from this, up to the elbow, once. Now, just doing the masah with at least three hairs, like this, and washing your feet. And to do this in order, bil-tartib, just once, the wudu is finished by arkan. This is the arkan, which means F. No niyyah, no wudu. No washing the face, no wudu. Okay? You did not touch your hair by the least of water, no wudu is acceptable. Now, your hands not from here to here, from here to here, full. Okay? Here to here. وَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. So this is the pillars, okay? Fine. Some people say, what benefit can I get from this? You can get, if you are in a hurry, and I will explain it in the prayer as well. Imagine that you want to catch the flight. You are in the waiting hall. They told you the flight will move, say for example, and you have just 3 or 5 minutes to go to the washroom to catch the flight, or to catch the train, or to catch the exam, whatever. Door will be closed to catch the train, and you need to have wudu. If you are a faqih and you know the arkan, you can have the wudu with the arkan with 20 seconds. But this is not to make it as a habit. But in case, it's like the experts. Okay, I know that I did not break something basic. But now let's come to the sunnah, okay? Now, after the niyyah, I say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not a bidah, it is sunnah. And to say some ad'iyah, okay? To ad'iyah. Allahumma ighfirli, Allahumma arhamni, whatever. Dua, you want, this is sunnah now. That's not basic part of the wudu. Now, doing everything 3 times is sunnah. The rukun is what? Once. Now, to do the second and the third, they are sunnah to make sure that you have done it in the best perfect way. For whatever reason you need to do the basic is one. Okay? 3 is full sunnah, the full package, full decorated, beautiful body of wudu. Now we say, so it's niyyah, basmala, dua, washing the face 3 times. When I say the face, look at me now. The limits of the face, basically your forehead, up to these 2 ears, from these 2 bones, up to the cheek, okay? So all of this area must be clean. In case if you have a very thick beard, you just do like this. And it's sunnah to do the clean. If you don't have a light beard like me, or you don't have a beard, you must make sure to let the water touches this area at least once. To make sure better, 3 times. Each time with a different amount of water, okay? Now we finish. After that, we have the madmad wal istinshaq. This is not a pillar. It should be part of your wudu, but in case you are in a hurry, you did not do istinshaq or wudu, your wudu is valid. Okay, once. Sorry. Okay, washing the hands now. Washing the hands, which is not the pillar. Now, washing the hands at the beginning, it is sunnah. Sunnah, it's like a cleansing, physical cleansing. It's not a ritual one, at the beginning. Therefore, I told you, when we reach my order, after, now for example, I wash, okay? This is now, I'm cleansing. This is not part of the wudu. Yes. Now, this washing, it's not part of the pillars. So, okay, I finished this. For example, I finished. And I did this instant, the wudu, my face. Now I want to go to my hands. Not from here to here, because I did that, no. Now from here to here. But this is the time of the order of the pillar. From here to here. 3 times, the sunnah, okay? Now after that, this is as well, sunnah. In some madahib, they do the neck as well, okay? It doesn't exist in Madhab al-Shafi'i. Now, the least of rukun for, you know, do masih on your head is just 3 hairs, according to the Shafi'i. Now, if you do this, is better. If you do this, is better. So what's the benefit of knowing this? You know, what's the greatest greatness of ikhtilaf between them, disputes? For the sisters, they are wearing the hijab. Public area, working, at school. Maybe we, men, we don't face this problem. We don't face what does it mean that a sister is wearing the hijab and she's having 10 You know, it's a disaster for them. Well, it's very difficult, especially in public, at school or something. While she's wearing the hijab, she can do ghasl al-wujuh, and by 2 fingers, like this, she did the fard. There is no need to remove the hijab. If we take just one opinion, the full head, they are facing a disaster in the public areas. You get my point? So at least according to the Shafi'i, like this, it's better to do more. Okay? Now, after that, we go to wash our feet, okay? The fard is once, the sunnah, the complete is 3 times. After finishing the 3rd time, the wudu is complete. Okay? Now let's move to what? To the prayer. Now, when we want to pray the same thing, I will divide the prayer into main body, pillars, and to sunnah. This could be new for many of you, so you have to be patient with me. I will repeat what I will say many times. Still, it is very clear, inshallah, bi'idhnillah. Now, we have something called conditions, shurut, sihat salah. This is a very technical fiqh issue. Shurut sihat salah is something different from arkan, which is pillars. But at the end, both of them are basics. If any of them is missed, prayer is invalid. What is the difference in definition between shart and rukun? The shart, they say in Arabic, one of the things that we've been taught, they say, والشرط عن ماهية قد خرج والركن في ماهية قد ولد لكن كلاهما إذا من عدم انعدمت ماهية معهما. Arabs, they need translation, I know. Arabs, they need translation, I know. Even Arabs, they need translation. This is a very old style of Arabic, you know. Anyway, text. Now, you say, the condition is apart from the body of the salah. Such as wudu. Now, wudu is shart sahha for the prayer. I want to pray now. Imagine that this is the qibla. Allah, wait, you have wudu? If there is no wudu, my prayer is what? Unacceptable. So wudu itself is shart sahha, which means precondition, basic pillar precondition. 1. 2, the tahara of my garments, of my clothes. Tahara of my body, the tahara of the place. So you need the tahara of the... When we say tahara, this is a specific terminology. It should not contain najasat. Najasat is a very specific terminology in Islam. We are talking about blood, urine, stool, okay? Not any kind of dirt. If there's mud, there's whatever, this is not called najasa in Islam. Najasa is a specific thing in Islam. And we are talking specifically about what comes out of the body. Urine, stool, blood, okay? They are najasat. Those najasat, if I have blood, for example, on my skin, before I pray, I must clean. If, for example, I went to the toilet, for whatever reason, I forget there's some remainings from my urine on my pants, for example. I noticed that, it's very clean, like this, for example. I'm not allowed to pray even if I have wudu, because shart min shurut is al-tahara, the purification, the full cleansing, the ritual cleansing, okay? The tahara of the body, tahara of the thiyab, tahara of the place. Plus, still we are with the conditions. We have not started the prayer yet. Now, last one, to direct yourself to the direction of Kaaba, to Mecca, as much as you can. By the way, I'm jumping from tens of details. Because every time, by the way, when we teach this, when I taught this 25 years ago, this is not my field, by the way. My field is faith and religions. I taught this course 25 years ago. Sometimes it took us full session for 2 hours just about the types of water. أنواع المياه طاهر طهور مطهر يزم ميكس. It's a long story. So I'm jumping tens of details just to give the main idea. So to direct yourself to the Kaaba. Sometimes what if I knew I discovered later on, this is the long story. Now directing myself, so shurutz, I want to start praying now. Do I have wudu? Take. Am I having a tahara in my clothes, place? Yes. Am I directing myself? Yes. And the final one is dukhul al-waqt. Which means, even if I'm a very good, nice, righteous, pious person, I started to pray the dhuhr at 10 in the morning. It is unacceptable. This is shart sahha, which means outside the prayer, but it's basic for the prayer to be accepted. Once I have these shurut, like pillars, basics, I will start now what? The salah. Now, the first shart of the salah, some people they call it rukun or shart, it's not a problem, it's basic, and niyyah now. So I'm directing myself, this is the direction of the Kaaba, I have the wudu, I know that the time is, okay, has entered, everything, okay. Now, before I do anything, the niyyah, you want to pray what? You have to specify the niyyah of a prayer in general, to specify which prayer, dhuhr, asr, qada, ada, okay, fajr, sunnah, fard, whatever, you have to specify, Allahu Akbar, no. So it's not acceptable, for example, just like, let's imagine, for example, watching the mobile, something like that. Okay, Allahu Akbar, you want to pray what? Allahu Akbar, salli, dhuhr, asr, etc. So the first whole niyyah, the same thing. The niyyah in the prayer should be where? In the heart. What if I want to say it? It's not haram, it does not break, because some people they need it badly. I know from my experience, some people they have the waswas. Okay, or the whispering, you saw? So you said it. For example, they don't feel comfortable unless they hear themselves. They want to say it in a very low voice without making any trouble to anyone. No problem. If you say that, nawaitu an usalli arba rak'at fardhu dhuhr lillahi ta'ala, whatever. No problem. It's not haram, it's not bid'ah. But originally, you are asked that you say it inside your, just to keep it in your heart. Istihdar, recalling the idea in your heart. Now this is the first rukun or shart, okay? Now, we start with the basic, I will give you the arkan just. I will exclude everything else, okay? I will give you the skeleton or the backbone of the prayer, just. Now, takbiratul ihram. Which is Allahu Akbar, that you start the prayer with. This is rukun. Which means, if I, for example, if I start to say, I've not started the prayer yet, even if my intention is very good. You have, say Allahu Akbar in a voice you can hear yourself at least. Okay? So, takbirat what? Al-Ihram. Why it's called takbirat al-Ihram? Because by saying it, everything has nothing to do with salah will be haram. Which means, يَحْرُمُ عَلَيْكَ مَا غَيْرُ الصَّلَاةِ يَحْرُمُ عَلَيْكَ مَا دُونَ. Which means, now for example, once I said Allahu Akbar, I'm not allowed to speak with anyone, to walk, to talk, to eat, to drink, to everything, خلاص, it's haram. Except what is related to the prayer, the salah. Okay? Now, Allahu Akbar, first rukun. Next rukun, Al-Qiyam. When I say this, this should be in parallel with the fact that I'm standing like this. If I'm fit and I have a good health, I am not facing any problem. I'm talking about the fard prayer now. Okay? Now, if I have no physical problem, no problem in my body, and I want to pray, I must stand up like mine. If I have some kind of problems, health problems, exceptional cases, to be discussed. I can sit, I can, whatever. If I have no problem, al-qiyam rukun. Okay? Now, Allahu Akbar, while I'm doing the qiyam. Standing up, having the niyyah. Next now, qira'atul fatiha. Ah, shukran. نية الله أكبر. I'm standing. I start reading the Fatiha now. Now the Fatiha itself is rukun. Inside the Fatiha there is arkan. You must read the Fatiha properly if you can. Especially Arabs, be careful. Now non-Arabs, they might be excused till they are able to do it. This is the minimum of what you are asked from the Quran in your prayer, Fatiha. Which means, now for Arabs, part of doing the Fatiha properly, for example, you know, some Arabs, they have some kind of accents. Like, for example, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Some brother from Egypt or from Syria might forget themselves, might, okay? ذلك instead of ذلك. The prayer is invalid. Be careful. Unless if you do, you are killing yourself to do it and you are not able. خلاص. You have special excuse if you can't. Which means doing. I mean, you can. But if you can, forget in your daily language, this is your accent. But in the Fatiha, in specific, and in the Quran, you must say ذلك الكتاب. Some other people like Jordanians, Saudi, Gulf people, Iraqi people, they have a problem with وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. They say that what? وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. No, Pakistani people, they say وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Jordanian and Saudi, they say وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Instead of ضَاد, they say ضَا. You see? It's لُغَةُ ضَاد وَلَيْسَ ضَا. So it's invalid to say وَلَا الضَّالِّين. You must say وَلَا الضَّالِّين. We have دَال, which is D. We have ضَاد, which does not exist in English. And we have ضَا, which does not exist in English as well. Like heavy ذَ. But the ضَاد in وَلَا الضَّالِّين has nothing to do with دَال or ضَا. So I'm not allowed to say وَلَا الضَّالِّين. And we are, yes, seriously, some people might say it, okay? And we are not allowed to say وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. This is part of the Arkan, to read Fatiha properly. So please, now this is for Arabs. Non-Arabs, now, the Fuqaha, they talked about this. Some people, because of their accents from different, you see, they might not be able, whatever they do, okay? لَا حَلَّ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا. But have you done your best? Ask yourself, at least the Fatiha. At least the Fatiha. For example, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So, for example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. I'm destroying the Fatiha in case of Amabir. I'm talking for non-Arabs now, okay? But please do your best. This should be part of your priorities. Okay, we finished the Fatiha now, as Rukun. I will keep very quickly repeating. Niyya, standing, Takbirat al-Ihram, Al-Fatiha, okay? Now, Al-Rukur. I'm just mentioning the pillars now. Al-Rukur now, which is this one. Now, doing the Rukur is Rukun. Plus, there is another Rukun with it, which is Al-Itmi'nan. Al-Itmi'nan is a special terminology, means you need to settle down for a while. In our language, 1 to 2 seconds, not do it like this. If you do it like this, your prayer is not valid. Like, for example, now, I finished the Fatiha. By the way, the Quran after the Fatiha is not a pillar. That's why I'm not mentioning it. We finished the Fatiha, let's imagine. Now I do the Rukur. And saying the word Allahu Akbar is from the Sunnah as well, it's not Rukur. So I'm doing just the Arkan now. Niyya, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wala Dhalin, Rukur. Now I did the Rukur. If I did it in this way, my Rak'ah is unacceptable. If I noticed later, you consider this rafa as if it does not exist. Compensate it, delete it, and do another one, okay? You have at least to do like, for example. Now, what is the time at least equal to say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim once? Which is 1 second and a half. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, 2 seconds. This is the least. Okay? That's why you need to advise your brothers, your sister, when they, because sometimes in the hurry, Allahu Akbar. So we have 2 pillars, Rukur plus Itmi'nan, to settle down. Now, I finished Rukur and Itmi'nan. Now I have what we say, Ar-Raf'u min Ar-Rukur. It's Rukun plus Itmi'nan. Which means, when I finish these 2 pillars, I have another 2 pillars. Rukur plus Itmi'nan. I go back to my original status with a while of at least 2 seconds. Okay? Now, some people they do what? Look at me now. He did this, subhanAllah al-Azim. Which means, look at me now. He did like, now, I have a pain in my knee, I'm not able to do it quickly, okay? But which means he does not stop properly, plus not Bainan. The rak'ah is invalid. So be careful, this is arkan. This is part of the basic pillars of wudu. So, I finish the record. I stand at least for a while. طبعاً, we have a lot of adhi. If you can tell مثلاً, طبعاً, you can say, سمع الله وبحمد ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا. But I'm giving you just the arkan now. Imagine that you are not saying anything except the rukun, rukua, rafa, plus itmi'nan. Now we go to the sujood. The first sajda is rukun plus. Now every rukun you have to accompany it with itmi'nan, which means to settle down for a while, which is equal to tasbih at least. If you want to do it mathematically, 2 seconds. Least. What is the max? No max. If I want to do the sajda for 1 hour, no one will say anything for you. But don't do it less than 1 second. Okay? So the first sajda, plus atmanan. Al-julusu bayna sajdatayn. When you settle down in your, okay, in your legs, between the two sajdas is rukun. Now, what is the problem? Some people, because they are hurry, for example, I hope you can see me. I'm doing it. For example, as I'm doing this sujood like this, if I did like, my prayer is invalid. You have, this is the sujood. I finished the sujood, okay? I settle down for a while at least, equal to 2 seconds. Allahu Akbar. Why? 2 seconds, 3 seconds, then I go to the second sajda. Second sajda is rukun as well, plus itmi'nan. Now, by this, I have finished the first rak'ah with arkan just. This will be repeated in the second rak'ah, if it is 2 rak'ahs, like fajr. Will be repeated 3 times if it is maghrib. Will be repeated 4 times if it is isha. Now, let's come to continue. Imagine that I finished. I'm on the ground now. Imagine that I'm sitting on the ground. After I finish the sujood, I start with my name. Now, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu al-tayyibat, it's a rukun as well. You have to read the salawatu al-tayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhun nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayhi wa ala'ibadillah as-salihin. Now, as-salah al-ibrahimiyyah is rukun as well. So I read this with this. When I finish the first salam with the 2 words of assalamu alaykum, by this meme alaykum, the first one, I'm out of the body of the prayer. This is arkan. I repeat very quickly. I have wudu, direction to the Kaaba, everything is tahir, niyya, qiyam, Allahu Akbar, takbir ihram, fatiha, ruku' with the qanan, رفع من الركوع with اطمئنان, سجود with اطمئنان, جلوس between the 2 sajdas with اطمئنان, second sajda with اطمئنان, to be repeated according to 2 or 3 or 4 times, التحيات, الصلاة الإبراهيمية, the first salam, just with the ميم وعليكم, I'm outside of the salah. Say, wow! It's like sometimes, you know, when you take when you take the bones from the chicken, which is just the meat by itself, just, oh, okay, this is what I have done now. I just gave you just the bones by their own. Just what is the benefit of this? Just to know what makes your prayer valid or invalid from one angle. And in case sometimes there is a need, and by the way, we do face, sometimes you're in a hurry, you might be a surgeon. Now they will start an operation. You don't want to miss the flight, for example. You don't want to miss the flight. You don't want to miss whatever. You don't want to miss something. You have an exam. You are outside of the exam hall. Your professor is a very tough person. Hey, if you do not come within 3 minutes, I will close the doors and you will lose the exam. So I want to pray. Okay, I have the wudu. If you know the arkan, you can do the prayer as a valid prayer with 1 minute. But don't let it be part of your system. This is like when you are a well-trained police, okay? You have all kind of equipment to deal it with the emergencies, but you know when to use it, when not. Normally, we have the full version of the salah. Now I will add what I have excluded. Now, niyya, Allahu Akbar, I have dua al-istiftah. Now I'm talking about the sunnah now. The sunnah basically are the things, are everything you will listen to now that I will add is called sunnah. Those sunnah basically, if you missed one of them because you forgot or intentionally you missed them for whatever reason, your prayer is valid and acceptable. But please don't let it be part of your habit. Use it when you need or just if you forgot, you know that you don't have to repeat your prayer. It's still valid. Now, dua istiftah. We have more than one. Okay? Wait, like for example, بسمك الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك according to الحنفي مذهب. Now وجهت وجهي الذي فتح فطر السماوات والارض حنيفا مسلما وانا مشرك according to no problem. Choose one of these and say it if you would love to say it. Okay, from the sunan or the hayat. Now, I read the Fatiha. The Quran after the Fatiha is from the sunan or the hayat. Which means, if for whatever reason I was not able to read the Quran after the Fatiha, the prayer is still valid, okay? Now, doing takbiratul intiqal, not takbiratul ihram. Now, takbiratul ihram is the one you say, Allahu Akbar, this is takbiratul ihram, when I start. After that, we have takbiratul intiqal, which means when I move from qiyam to ruku, what do we say? Allahu Akbar, true or false? What if I did not say it? Valid. It's okay. What? But sometimes, regardless, I don't know what will happen. Maybe someone ill next to you, you don't want to help him. Maybe your child, whatever. Regardless. Okay. What if I did not say it? The prayer is valid. Like now, moving your hands. It's from the sunnah as well. Like for example, you say Allahu Akbar. I forget now. When you do takbiratul ihram, if you kept your hand like this, say Allahu Akbar, takbir al-ihram. Have I started the prayer?
Yes.
I did the rukun. This is sunnah. Be careful. I'm saying, when I say takbir al-ihram, I did not move my hand. Have I entered the prayer?
Yes.
Now, doing this Allahu Akbar, or Allahu Akbar, or Allahu Akbar, whatever, do you use any one of them? This is sunnah. I mean, moving the hand is sunnah. Saying the word literally is rukun. So when I say Allahu Akbar, this is sunnah, and the Allahu Akbar is rukun. So whatever reason, I'm standing like this, for example. I can give you when you can use it, for example. Imagine that you started the prayer. For example, Allahu Akbar. And the people, they know you. And they might be confused if you did something wrong. And you are behind the imam. Let's imagine. Then you discover that you have a wrong niyyah. You thought they are praying dhuhr, they are praying asr. So you wanted to change your niyyah. You want to break your prayer and to come back again to with a new niyyah. Is there any need to Allahu Akbar? No one will notice. Alas. You have the niyyah of, I want to leave the salah, sorry, out of the salah. You have the niyyah to start another salah, and you say, Allah, khalas, you have, and you, no one knows. You lift a prayer, you start another prayer. Is it possible that sometimes I'm in a place, I don't want anyone to pay attention to what I'm doing? Yes, so there's no need to do this. Here comes sometimes, how to know what is permissible and what is not permissible, okay? Now, so we did the Fatiha, we read the Quran, we do now takbir al-ihram, Allahu Akbar. This is sunnah as well. Now, sami Allahu liman hamida, it's as well sunnah. Whatever dua you say, whether moving, you know, standing, all of them they are sunnah. When you go down now and you do the sujood, when you saw, I forget, sorry, when you do the ruku', what are the two pillars of the ruku'? Ruku' itself and khatbina. Now the sunnah is Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, to say the word Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Now, highly recommended to say it three times. But what if I want to add? No problem. No problem. 7, 10, 20, especially if you are praying alone. If you salah, you are praying alone, no problem. You just, but make sure that you are not an imam. Because you have to take care of the people behind you, okay? So, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim from the sunnah. Sami Allahu liman hamid is from the sunnah. When I go down and I do the sujood, saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la is from the sunnah. When I sit, now I have julus, adab, banan, they are arkan. Imagine I wanted to make a dua for 5 seconds from the sunnah, no problem. It does not contradict. I go to the sujood, I come to the final now. We say, At-tahiyyatu lillah, according to the Shafi'i school of thoughts, the whole at-tahiyyat is rukun. As-salah al-Ibrahimiyya, the only part which is rukun from it, which is just Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Which means, if you are in a hurry, and you said, At-tahiyyatu lillah, as-salat ta'ibat, as-salamu alayka, ayyuhah al-Nabiyyya, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alayka wa ala ibadillah as-salihin. And you reach to Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, as-salamu alaykum, you are out of the prayer. Khalas. Now, the full sunnah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim, wa ala Ali Ibrahim, mubarak ala Muhammad, wa ala Ali Muhammad. The full version is sunnah. The rukun of it is what? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Less than that, the prayer is invalid. Now, the second salam is sunnah. To move your head right and left is sunnah. Which means, now I have finished the prayer, by the way. Now, by this, imagine that I will pray by arkan. I have the niyyah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Al-Qur, Al-Dallin. At-tahiyyat ul asrat ul yat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, assalamu alaykum. I finished. This is the arkan. Got my point? The full will be now. Dua al-istiftah. Raf' al-yadain, if you wish. Takbirat al-intiqal. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Now, and we come as well to this. I don't want to get into this huge khilaf about this. Now, because we have a different school of thought. We have the Salafi school of thought, and we have the Hanafi, and we have the Shafi'i. Some of them, they do like this, just when they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Some of them, they keep it like this, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, with doing this, like this, up to the finish, when they say, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Some of them, they move it. I will not delve into to do whatever you wish, okay? According to the Shafi'i, now, when you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you do your hand like this way, and you just don't move it. Just keep it straight till you say As-Salam. This is one of different forms of acceptable ways, okay? Whatever you do, there's no problem, because it's from the Sunan as well. So, this, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, the continuation of As-Salam al-Ibrahimiyya, second Salam, and Takbirat al-intiqal, and the moving my hand right and left. With this, your prayer is completely finished. I did it, by the way, in a very, very, very brief way. Now, we can do the following. Jazakumullah khair for being good listeners. Now, I'm sure some of you, they have questions, but the time is very late. So, tomorrow I'm ready, if it does not contradict with any program here. After the prayer, I will not explain, I will set just to answer questions. Bring your questions about wudu and salah, and we will answer the questions. So, JazakAllah khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.